bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back. Let's begin in prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And keep in mind that we pray that prayer, the Memorare, at the beginning of each hour, during pledge drive especially, as a way of imploring God's mercy on us and his assistance in this time of our pledge drive. We really need to stay fully funded every quarter. These are the bills that we have to pay day in and day out. So by asking Our Lady to pray with us and for us, it just strengthens that appeal to the Father. Speaking of fathers, Father Rocky, our executive director, is with us this morning. Father Rocky, thank you for making time.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Patrick. It's a sunshine, beautiful day down here in Chicago, and it is our spring pledge drive. And for people who make a donation today of $1 a day, that's $365 for you, and we say $1 a day keeps the pledge drive away, you're going to get two special premiums today, a Medal of St. Peter and St. Paul, and a book called Because of Our Fathers. And one of the chapters in the book is about your father, Patrick Madrid. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, I was privileged to be part of this lineup of luminaries who contributed chapters about their own dads. My father is Bernard Madrid. He's still alive, thanks be to God. And he and my mom are both living not too far away from us. And in that story, like with yours, Father Rocky, and the others, I recount what I remember about growing up and some of the lessons my dad taught me. One that I've shared before, but just briefly, it's that I can't remember ever hearing my dad swear. He never used a curse word. He never, and I didn't notice it at the time, really. But later on, I look back on it, and I thought, wow, that's somewhat unusual, not very common. And that's one of the things that I learned from my dad. He didn't sit me down and say, only use good language. He just showed me in the way he lived his life. And that's what's beautiful about this book, is that there are so many different lessons we can learn from our fathers and teach our children and grandchildren. So it's an exciting book, and your chapter was awesome. I really enjoyed learning about your dad and your family and your upbringing, Father Rocky. I think it's a book that everybody listening right now can relate to, because we all have dads.
Sure, and I think we can learn so much from our own parents, our fathers especially. Tyler Rowley is the editor of the book. He invited a number of people to participate, and I thought, yeah, I'd really like to do that because I'm very, very proud of my father. May he rest in peace. His name is Martin Ambrose Hoffman. He was the youngest of 12. And as I got older, I asked him, you know, where did you learn the rosary, and how did you learn it? And he told me he learned it from his mother. And, you know, I wonder where she learned it from. But just like your father, you know, my dad taught us more through actions than words. Don't remember having a whole lot of one-on-one, you know, father-to-son personal conversations, mostly his example. And what I take away now, years later, is the wonderful example of my parents' generosity, which, you know, had the full endorsement of my father. He was generous. He was hardworking. He was very respectful to my mother, his wife. You know, there were very few rules in the house. There were expectations that you work hard and you wouldn't complain, you wouldn't feel sorry for yourself, and you respect your mother. He also gave a great example of service. He helped out with the Knights of Columbus on Sundays. Once a month, he'd go over to the Veterans Hospital, and I'd go with him, and we'd push people in wheelchairs to go to Mass. And we just had the sense, wow, I'm really lucky. I'm not in a wheelchair, and I wasn't in World War II. And I don't recall my father ever swearing either. However, my nieces told me he did when he had dementia, and they were shocked. Right. So as he got older, had dementia, I think.
But he can't be blamed for that.
No, he can't be blamed at all. Yeah. But and I think it's very important. It's part of patriotism, right, which comes the word of pater, which is your parents, your father. It's the fourth commandment, honor your father and mother. And all the chapters in the book, the chapter about your father, chapter about my father, Father Paul Scalia, his father was the Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Matt Burke, he was an NFL championship football player, and all the others. What we all have in common is, you know, great love and respect for our fathers, and we're all practicing the faith today. And it was never a question in our family. We would always say grace before meals, and the whole family would be together for meals every day. You know, my dad worked in town, and that you'd go to Mass on Sunday mornings at 10:30. It was just never a question. Yeah. And we prayed the rosary as a family. I remember when I was a kid, but I don't know if we did it all year long or just in May or in October. But I do have that that recollection.
You grew up in almost the same, well, I should say, I grew up in almost the same kind of house that you did. What you're describing is almost exactly the same. We did the family rosary a lot. I don't know if we did it every single night, but we did it a lot. And I don't know how you felt, Father, but when I was a kid, I thought, this is boring. I don't really necessarily like this.
Where were you?
Boy, did it help me later on.
Were you
I'm the
older
oldest.
Or younger?
I'm the oldest.
I'm the youngest. For me, it was a riot. It was like a circus, right? Because by the third mystery, my father would be snoring, right? And the dog would be in there, and my brother and sisters would be poking me and pulling on my pajamas. It just, you know, it to me, I don't know if it was very pious, but to me it was the family was together, and this is what we did. And that when you did that, there was no arguing or fighting, at least there shouldn't have been, right?
Yeah.
And I realized that my mom was kind of the catalyst, but you know, my dad was saying, yeah, we need to do this. And to me, they're all sort of happy times, not all that pious.
That's funny. So he could make it through three decades, but he probably had a long day at work.
Oh, he
before.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like my dad.
By making a pledge today to help Relevant Radio stay on air and your market $1 a day, go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can call in at 877-291-0123. If you do pledge online, you're going to get a free download of a talk I recorded 2 weeks ago, Why We Love Our Lady. There's three reasons. Also, today you get a medal, a St. Peter and St. Paul medal. It's got quite a story behind it, Patrick.
Yes. I've been telling the people about some of the places these medals have been in the city of Rome. And I've been all over Rome many times, and I haven't been to a few of these places. And these medals have. I've been telling people, since you weren't able to go on a pilgrimage last year, the medal went on a pilgrimage for you, and we want to give it to you when you call 877-291-0123 and make a pledge of $1 a day or more. But as I understand it, Father, today is the day, right? This medal will not be available tomorrow.
You can only get this medal today. And thank God our correspondent in Rome, Ashley Neronia, bought these St. Peter and St. Paul medals for us, and she brought them to the four major patriarchal basilicas. So that's St. Peter's in the Vatican, St. Paul outside the wall, St. John Lateran, and St. Mary Major. Now, here's what's interesting about it. If you were a bishop, and I know probably no one listening right now is a bishop, every 5 years you have to go to Rome to visit the Pope. And part of that five-year visit, which is called an ad limina visit, you have to go to St. Peter's and celebrate Mass. You have to go to St. Paul's to celebrate Mass. So by having these medals, it really unites us to this deep historical sense of the Catholic Church, because the two greatest saints who ever lived in Rome were St. Peter and St. Paul. They were the original apostles. And the reason that's important for Relevant Radio is because we feel called to grow ever larger and reach more people. And that's why St. Peter and St. Paul went to Rome. Rome was the capital of the world. It was the center of communication and transportation and business and commerce and governance in the world as we knew it at that time. And that's why Relevant Radio has gone to the big cities, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Philadelphia, Boston, D.C., on and on and on, Houston and Dallas. And so I think these medals have a real significance for our apostolic spirit and evangelization here at Relevant Radio. But you can only get those medals today. They've been at those holy sites. They've been even in the tomb of St. John Paul II. By making a pledge of $1 a day, $365 for the year. And call us, please, at 877-291-0123. It's a toll-free number. Or you can pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. In fact, right after the show, I'm going to go make my pledge, because I don't make a pledge, I don't get the medals. So last time, I really wanted that beautiful crucifix I had, and I got it about 2 weeks ago in the mail. Because, you know, unless I make the pledge, Rose won't give me a pledge drive premium.
That's right. No special favors, right?
No,
hey, I've got a quick story I want to share with you, Father, before you go.
Please
and
do.
Your time is tight. Nancy and I are having a bit of remodeling done in the house, and the general contractor was there with a couple of guys. And I was watching them work, and I noticed that they were probably Mexican. So I said to them in Spanish, I said, hey, are you guys from Mexico? And they turned around and looked at me like, what? Yeah. And so we had this long conversation in Spanish for, you know, the next half hour. By the time these guys left the house, they both had the Relevant Radio in Español apps on their phones, and they were excited because they were going to start telling all their friends and family back in Mexico about the app and their friends here in the United States about the app. And I thought of you and how happy you would be to know that at any given moment, Relevant Radio is reaching into the lives of people and helping them, which is awesome.
They are. And Spanish, probably the number one or two language spoken by Catholics throughout the world. So we need to be there as well on the app and all that. And stay strong in English. You know, a lot of people in this country, they turn to us because we're there for them. Yeah. On the radio in their car, AM and FM, on the app, on demand, on the smartphones and all that. And so today only, this Wednesday, for a pledge drive, if you make a donation of a dollar a day keeps a pledge drive away. You're going to get a copy of this book, Because of Our Fathers. I think it'll be inspiring. And you're going to get a medal that has been to the holy places in Rome. And during this year, we couldn't travel because everything was shut down. So we had our people in Rome do the traveling for us. Isn't that something?
That's great. Yeah. Thanks, Ashley. Well, Father Rocky, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Patrick. You really do a great job on the show. Everywhere I go, people tell me how much they love your show and how much they get out of it. And even more importantly, how many people have come back to the faith or come to the church because of the great gift you have in terms of teaching and catechesis and apologetics.
Thanks be to God. Well, thanks for saying so, Father Rocky. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. God bless you.
Thanks, Father Rocky. Well, let's see. This is the time when we'll step aside for a quick timeout. I'll be back with Mary and your phone calls here in just a minute. In the meantime, though, listen to this miracle moment. And a listener, probably much like you, explaining how listening to Relevant Radio has been life-changing.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Patrick, there is no question. At the time when I called in and you offered to help me with confession, and I asked you if I can write it down in a list. And that moment changed everything for me. It was terrifying for the first week because I knew that if something would happen to me, I would be in big trouble. So it was mercy. And I understood at that moment, after decades of not really understanding that based on past life experiences, I really understood it. And it was mercy. And I'd never really felt that. But I did then. And it was very great.
Thanks be to God. What a wonderful thing.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
I don't know about you, but I loved hearing the stories from Patrick and Father Rocky about their dads. You know, it brought back so many memories of my dad. And how about you? Did it make you think of your dad? One of my favorite memories was, I remember my room was across the room from theirs. And I remember looking into their room as my dad was going to bed one night, and he was on his knees by his bed saying his bedtime prayers. And I thought, wow, that's how a dad acts. So when you call in and you make your gift of a dollar a day, or when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or use the Relevant Radio app, tell us about your dad. And, you know, sometimes our dads, our stories are a little bit tough. That's okay, too, because that's all part of who we are and how we learn to be loving and respectful adults ourselves. So let us know how your dad impacted your life and what a difference it made and what a difference Relevant Radio makes in your life. A dollar a day is what we are asking for, a simple dollar a day, $365 for the entire year. And we will send you this gorgeous medal that we've been talking about, which is the Saints Peter and Paul Medal, along with the book, Because of Our Fathers. It's a great book, and it's got stories about people's fathers, like Patrick Madrid and Father Rockies and Matt Burke, the NFL player, along with Abby Johnson and so many more. And in addition to that, if you make your gift online at relevantradio.com or on the app, the Relevant Radio app, we will also send you the download that Father Rocky has produced for this pledge drive. You can, of course, make your gift by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. But Patrick, we cannot emphasize enough that these medals are going so fast, and they're going to be gone before we know it. They have been to so many amazing places. These medals pilgrimaged for us this past year when we couldn't do it.
Yeah. You heard Father Rocky say that when he was done with his comments on Pledge Drive today, that he was going to go make his pledge because he doesn't get free medals or
diptychs
or anything. He's got to do it the old-fashioned way, like do the pledge. So here's how you you do what Father Rocky is doing now. Go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge, or use the Relevant Radio app, or just call us at 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. You do not want to miss out on this amazing medal. It has been to places like the Tomb and Chains of St. Paul, the Tomb of St. Peter, St. Peter's Basilica, the Tomb of St. John Paul II, the Relics of the Skulls of Saints Peter and Paul in Baldacchino, and the Relic of the Table of the Last Supper. All of those amazing places this medal has visited. And it's yours when you make your gift of $1 a day at relevantradio.com, using the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. At the intersection of faith and culture, the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks again for listening to the Patrick Madrid Show. Every so often I'll hear people say, you know, I know you don't do interviews, but sometimes you make an exception. No, I think sometimes people think that when Father Rocky joins us that that's an interview. No, it's not an interview. He's part of the Relevant Radio family here. And I don't do interviews. I don't have guests, but I do encourage you to call and be on the program. And you can do that by calling me at 888-914-9149. Let's start off with our phone calls. We'll go first to Paul in Cincinnati. Hello, Paul. Welcome.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you. My question or my concern has to do with priests that leave the priesthood, not necessarily for a scandal or anything, but they just decide to leave the priesthood. And I know of at least one priest, a young priest, who has done this recently and has mentioned the fact that he may consider becoming married in the future. Mm-hmm. Is that allowed in the church? I thought once you're ordained that you cannot get married, be it priest.
Well,
you can't.
Yeah, so there is a procedure that men who do decide to leave the priesthood, whether or not to pursue marriage, but if they pursue marriage, there is a process they can go through that would enable them to be dispensed from their promises if they're diocesan priests, or dispensed from their vows if they're religious, and to be moved from the clerical state to the lay state. And if they follow that process as it is duly prescribed, then they can get married. It doesn't mean that the character of their priesthood ceases. That remains. So it's an indelible character, like, for example, the one that's impressed upon the soul, so to speak. This is a figure of speech. In baptism and also confirmation, the same is true with holy orders. So that never leaves. And ontologically, the man is still a priest, but he's not permitted to function as a priest. So he wouldn't celebrate Mass, or outside of some very unusual emergency, he would not be able to hear confessions. But he would be able to get married under those circumstances. Now, if a man were to pursue getting married, he just leaves the priesthood. I'm thinking about Martin Luther, for example. And he just leaves the priesthood and he decides to get married. Well, for him, that would be an invalid marriage, because holy orders is an impediment to marriage. Holy orders is an impediment to the sacrament of holy matrimony. Although vice versa, it's not the case. So that's why the church has this process that involves laicization, so that the priest, if he chooses to get married, can do so. But if he doesn't follow that, then he's not permitted to get married. It wouldn't be a valid marriage. Does that help?
Okay. That is very helpful, because I was actually very concerned, not only that they were leaving the priesthood, but I was concerned for their soul that, you know, if they would get married, if they could still be in the church. So that's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. It is, you know, unfortunate to say the least, but sometimes these things do happen. So let's pray for our priests that God will give them the strength and the courage to do what they need to do and press on as a good priest of the church. Thank you, Paul. Let's go now to Mary, who also has been waiting a long time. This in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi. I just have a question, Patrick, about wills. My husband and I are going to make out new wills. And the question came up about living wills. Mm-hmm. How does the church feel about, like, feeding tubes and and other means of keeping a person alive?
Yeah, well, the church is very clear on this issue that two things, well, more than two things, but here are two things, that in a situation where there's an extraordinary means of keeping somebody alive, and by that the church might point to a respirator, ventilator, something that keeps the lungs inflating and deflating, and without that the person would die, the church says that if the family decides that it for whatever reason can no longer continue this extraordinary means of keeping somebody alive, then they would not be doing anything immoral if they were to, so to speak, pull the plug, turn the machine off. They're not doing anything wrong if they decide to keep the machine going indefinitely, but they don't have to worry that they're doing something immoral if they decide to turn the machine off. Now, that's a kind of a scenario or an example. But the church is also very clear, and Pope John Paul II enunciated this very, very emphatically in detail in his encyclical Evangelium Vitae, the Gospel of Life, and that is that under no circumstances can you deprive the person of the ordinary means of sustenance. So that would be food and water and air and shelter, etc. Now, he took into account the fact that there are some times in the person's decline in health where, physically speaking, the body can no longer accept food, or the body can no longer accept water. And that usually is in the very end stages of the person's terminal illness. But that's not what Pope John Paul II is talking about. He's saying that, you know, short of a situation where if the person has a nasal gastric tube, for example, and food is going into the stomach that way because he can no longer swallow, the church says you can't deprive somebody of the basic necessities, so food, water, air, shelter. So it would be immoral if somebody were to say, you know what, we need this bed, or we just, you know, this guy's been here for 10 years. When is he going to wake up? He's not going to wake up. Well, let's just stop feeding him. That would be immoral. That would be murder if you were to deprive somebody of those necessities. So the church makes this distinction, and obviously from case to case, there will be some different details, but in general terms, that's what the church says on that topic. Now, you asked about living wills. Let me give you a resource. There is a book called Finish Faithful. This is a book by Mark Henry, Finish Faithful, How to Create a Lasting Christian Legacy for Your Family. Now, at his website, I receive no benefit at all from this, but his website is stewardshipplannedgiving.com. You'll see there resources in the area of living wills and durable power of attorneys and details on these end-of-life issues, how you can make sure that you don't wind up getting croaked by the hospital or somebody who says, well, his will says that this, you know, do not resuscitate under these circumstances, that kind of thing. So he's a Catholic author and planner, and he can give you really specific end-of-life advice that I'm not qualified to give, but he would be able to give you suggestions if you wanted to read that book. I hope that's helpful, Mary, and we'll get a link posted to the book so you can check it out for yourself. It's called Finish Faithful. Well, speaking of faithful, we are faithfully yours every day here at Relevant Radio. We bring the truth of Jesus Christ and his church 24/7 to anyone who will listen, but we can only do that with your assistance. So right now in Pledge Drive, we're asking you to help us to stay on the air and stay fully funded. And you can do that by calling us at 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Our very special premium for today, our premium gift, and it is premium, I tell you what, is the St. Peter and Paul Medal. And it has been to many, many great holy places throughout the Holy Land. The one that I think is the most amazing is it's been to the relic of the table of the Last Supper, also to many tombs, including St. John Paul II's. It's been to the tomb of St. Peter. It's been to the tomb of the tomb and chains of St. Paul. All of those places it's pilgrimaged here in the last several months. And it's yours for a simple dollar a day.
Yeah, a dollar a day, what will that buy you? Well, one thing it will buy you is the knowledge and the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping people all around the country, indeed all around the world, those who listen on the Relevant Radio app, to grow in their knowledge and love of God. And if that's important to you, and I have a feeling it is, then we're asking you to step forward and join us by making your pledge at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Or as Mary was saying a minute ago, just call 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123. We want to say thank you so much to Suzanne listening in Chicago on 950 AM. Made that dollar a day. We're going to be sending you the medal. Russell, also in Chicago, a dollar a day. We have Patricia who listens in Lexington, Kentucky. She made a $1,000 gift. Thank you so much.
Nice.
Brian, yes, Brian in Lakewood, California, a dollar a day. That's how we do it. And I got a special thank you I got to put in here. We have Bonnie who's listening in Albertville, Minnesota. She made a very special gift. And do you know who Bonnie is?
No.
It's my sister.
Oh.
Aw, so that thank Bonnie. You, Bonnie. That Bonnie. So thanks thank for you, supporting Bonnie. Us here at Relevant Radio. You can do it too. Join my sister at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
It's easy. And as we like to say, it's easy peasy lemon squeezy. But you have to make the call. So it won't happen, and we can't send you that medal of Saints Peter and Paul unless you tell us where to send it. And the only way we can do that is if you call us at 877-291-0123. You can do the same thing online at relevantradio.com. I like the thermometer, and I'm anxious to see it updated again. And as that mercury rises, that means we're getting closer to our goal, but it's still a ways away. So please make the call now, 877-291-0123.
These medals of St. Peter's and Paul are going very fast. We have Wanda in Glendale is getting one. Antoinette in Phoenix is getting one. You will too when you visit relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123 and make a gift of a dollar a day.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Okay. If you say so, I will give you hope. And hey, by the way, there is hope to get on the line with me if you call 888-914-9149. That's the on-air line. So call it if you want to ask a question. I'd love to talk to you. 888-914-9149. We'll go first to Tracy in Las Vegas. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Patrick. This question is in regards to abortion.
Okay.
Well, like, I have two uncles. One is scientific, like, liberal, and the other one's religious and conservative. Okay. And they used to debate about it, and basically he's like, so what happens to all the aborted babies? And the other uncle would say, well, they all just go straight to heaven. And he's like, well, why is that such a horrible thing if all the babies are guaranteed pathway to heaven when they're aborted, as if, like, you know, you live as an adult and you can start making bad decisions and, you know, living on the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, that. They were back and forth on that one. So
you're wondering how could you answer the guy who's the uncle who said that, well, what, I guess maybe abortion really isn't so bad because they get to go straight to heaven. So why is that not a good thing? Is that the essence of his point?
Well,
Tracy.
He's not necessarily saying it's a good thing. Are you there?
Yeah. In other words, what he's saying is it's really not that bad of a thing if they wind up going straight
to
heaven.
The religious people, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, why are the religious? Yeah, that's what he's saying. If that's true, like, why is everybody, you know, it's like a guaranteed pathway to heaven.
Right.
So why is it such a horrible thing for the Catholics and Christians?
Yeah. So here's how you might, you could start by saying something like this and say, okay, well, how about this scenario? Instead of an unborn baby, what about a born baby? How about a newborn baby? And would you feel the same way? Would you ask the same question if the practice was for newborns, a day old, a week old, a month old, what have you? Let's just kill them. And it's really not that bad because they'll go straight to heaven. And just ask that question and see what his reaction to it would be. I'm guessing he probably would back away and say, no, because that's a born baby.
Come on, man.
That's a baby that's you know, we can see that baby. That would be wrong. That would be murder. So then you might say, I agree with you. But why would you object to that, but not object to the same thing being done to the unborn child? So let's take the same child before birth and after birth. Now, I realize that he's not promoting abortion. I understand that. He's not necessarily even defending abortion. But it sounds as though he's saying that abortion is really not as bad if or because the child who dies will go to heaven. So as a way to begin the process, I'm just suggesting just move it forward in time a month or two. So now it's a born baby. And he will probably recoil from that as an example. And then what you want to do is to get him to see that this is an innocent life, whether before birth or after birth. It's an innocent human being, whether before or after. So even though... Well, let me just finish this thought, Tracy. Even though if it were indeed the teaching of the church, which it's not, by the way, that these children go directly to heaven. But even if it were, that would still not mitigate the horror of them being killed. And we should oppose it even just on that ground alone. But go ahead. Did you have more you wanted to add?
No, I agree. No, I'm personally overall against abortion myself. I mean, they have a potential to have life, but, you know, and it is life. Yeah, I mean, it's life, you know, it's like, but one of the, it's like the whole purpose of living, what, like God wants us to live, right? He wants us to live, what, to serve him and to
know him, to love him, to serve him.
He wants us to live, to know him, love him. He wants his creation to live.
Yeah, so I'm with you. So I think to answer somebody like that, I would just talk about the inherent importance of that human life at any stage. You could move the dial all the way to the end of life and say, okay, here's an old woman. She's 90 years old, and she's in hospice, and she just received the sacraments. And if she were to die right now, she'd go straight to heaven. Would that make the act of killing her, maybe smothering her with a pillow or doing something else to kill her, would that in any way lessen the horror and the gravity of killing her?
Quicker and then go to heaven?
Right. In other words, the fact that she goes to heaven is incidental. It's not material to the act itself. So, you know, it would be like saying, well, okay, yeah, they killed her. Yeah, they smothered her with a pillow, but she went straight to heaven. So it's really not that big of a deal, is it? But probably he wouldn't say that because he realizes that.
Well, no, he's a moral, you know, good guy. He's, you know, he's a married man. You know, he's got successful kid. Like, it's fine. He lives like a conservative, but he's got, like, a lot of, like, crazy liberal ideas.
Well, okay. I thought, and if I misunderstood you, forgive me, but I thought your question was, how do you respond to him when he says that abortion is really not at all that bad because the babies go to heaven? Did I misunderstand you?
That was the original question. I'm just going off on tangents. I just find a lot of mystery. I choose to believe in God. I'm a Catholic. I was born and raised Catholic, but yeah, I find a lot, just a lot of mystery in life. And
yeah, there is, that's for sure.
Anyways, but that one too, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. How about this? Why don't you give me your final thought? I do have to press forward.
You know, I really appreciate the time that you spent with me. Thank you so much it's really neat to talk to you.
Thank you.
But no, I agree with you mostly. You're one of my favorite ones on the Relevant Radio.
Thank you. Yep. I won't ask you who your other favorite ones are. We can just leave that unspoken. That was a joke, Tracy. It's okay.
Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yes. Sometimes if there's a bit of distraction, the humor doesn't translate. You've seen that before, haven't you, Cyrus? Where the joke goes thud.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Cyrus. Appreciate that. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Joanne now in Morgan Hill, California. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question for you about my child who's in fifth grade and is about to have the dreaded puberty talk at school, and she goes to a public school. Well, actually, it's a charter school that's publicly funded, but same difference. I had written to the administration and asked, my concern is if one of the children brings up the question, can a boy choose to be a girl or can a girl be a boy, how will that be addressed? And I'd mentioned, you know, that there are several people that have Christian conservative values. The response she gave me was, we will not be presenting information on gender identity unless somebody, you know, unless somebody asks about it. And if so, then if that happens, we would answer honestly. There are instances where a boy may choose to be a girl and vice versa. This could be biological, or sometimes people have a gender identity that doesn't match their assigned sex. This choice would be highly influenced by family values, and we would emphasize this point, as well as that this would be a good topic to discuss at home with your parents.
Joanne, let me interrupt. We have a break coming, so are you asking for some suggestions or advice on how you can handle that?
Yeah, I understand that I'll be talking to my child at home about this, but I would like to know how I should respond to the administration.
Yeah, very good. And as mom, you have an important duty to do that. So my first suggestion would be, as you're already planning, have a talk with your daughter before this talk. So get her situated mentally and to understand what the issues are before she goes into the classroom for that talk. And let her know, in this talk at school, you're probably going to hear some things that are actually not true. One of the things you might hear, and maybe you've already heard it before, is that boys can decide that they are now girls and girls can decide that they are now boys. That's not true. That's not real. It's not scientific. And you can talk to your daughter about things like the XY and the XX chromosomes and the anatomical differences between men and women and all the other ways in which science shows us that there are two sexes. Now, it is true that there are some instances where it is ambiguous, or maybe even both anatomical male and female organs are present in a given person. These things happen. And it's also true that there are people who are genuinely confused, and they really do think that even though their body is male, that he feels that he's female. So we can acknowledge, and we should acknowledge, that there are these situations. We don't want to say that they never exist. But the answer is not to play into the delusion and say, well, if this is how you feel, then, you know, we will accommodate that. The answer ultimately is to try to help the person get in touch with reality. So I would suggest you do what you alluded to, and that is to have this conversation with your daughter. And then when she's gone to the school, or the talk rather, then afterward, then sit down and go through with her, find out what she heard and what was said. And if you need to do a little further deprogramming, you can do that. It's a shame that she has to go through this, but if that's the only option you've got, if you're not able to exempt her from this, then I would suggest that. Now, if it's possible that you can exempt her from this, then I would pursue that if that's possible. Did the administrator say one way or the other?
Yes, I do have the option to exempt her, but I feel like this is something that she's going to be exposed to,
right,
you know, over and over again. And so I would rather she be there and then have a discussion about it. That's my personal.
Yeah, I would concur with you. And you're right. It's a shame that she's going to be exposed to this, but she is. So better that you get her prepared and get her oriented toward reality rather than her getting swept away. So I think you're on the right track, Joanne. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Well, we have a message from Father Rocky right after this little interlude. Please stay right there.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I was happy to join Patrick Madrid and many others in contributing to the book Because of Our Fathers. In this book, we share how our very own fathers guided us in the faith and how their example is so important, so vital in our development as Catholic men and women. Father's Day is only a little over a month away, and Because of Our Fathers will make a terrific gift for your dad or for your husband. Get the book today and the Saints Peter and Paul medal that our own Ashley Neronia took to holy places throughout Rome. Both are yours today only for your donation of $1 a day. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The Saints Peter and Paul medal has been to the tomb and chains of St. Paul, the tomb of St. Peter, and many other holy places in Rome. You get both the book and the medal for giving a gift of $1 a day. That's only $30.42 a month. Give now, 877-291-0123, or give on the Relevant Radio app or website.
Give now, give now, give now at relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And they are going fast when you figure there are millions of people listening coast to coast at any given time here to all of the radio stations we have at Relevant Radio. It's not going to take a very small percent need to respond in order for these to be gone. Yeah. So are you going to be part of that small percent that responds and gets your Saints Peter and Paul medal? If so, do it quick. If you procrastinate, guarantee you'll miss out. RelevantRadio.com, using the Relevant Radio app or calling 877-291-0123. And all you need to do to get your Saints Peter and Paul medal that's been all over the Holy Land is make a simple gift of $1 a day.
You know, that's a common phrase that people use about Ireland. They call Ireland the other Holy Land. And I've even heard people talk about Rome as the other Holy Land. And that's the Holy Land where these medals have been. Interestingly, Mary, maybe you've been to Rome before, but you know where St. Peter's is situated. That used to be just a sort of empty hillside that was a graveyard at the time of the apostles. And it was in Nero's Circus that St. Peter himself was martyred by being crucified upside down. And the obelisk that sits today in the center of St. Peter's, the piazza out front, you know, that monument in the very middle of it, that was there. That particular monument was in Nero's Circus where St. Peter was martyred. And so he saw that with his own eyes. It might have been one of the last things he saw before he died. And so when you think of the historical connection in the city of Rome and the presence of Saints Peter and Paul in Rome all those years ago, and just think that this medal has been to these different places on this pilgrimage, as Mary was saying. And we want you to have it, but they're running out very quickly and they will be gone before the end of the day today. So please get yours by calling 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or use the app, the Relevant Radio app, that is.
You know, just a few people who have said, I want to get my medal, and they're going to be getting them, is Elizabeth, who listens in Leesburg, Virginia. Thank you for your gift of $1 a day. David, listening in Fresno, California. We have Thomas, listening in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and Larry, who lives in, oh goodness, Neshkoro, Wisconsin. Mm. Thank you so much. Your dollar a day is going to get you that medal of Saints Peter and Paul. You can do it too. It's real easy. All you have to do is make a gift of $1 a day at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A very limited supply. So hurry, call now and make that gift.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
We are back. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Margarita in Oak City, California. Hello, Margarita. Welcome.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Great. Thank you. So I was just calling in regards to the caller you just had a few minutes ago about the family member mentioning about, you know, kind of what's the big deal about abortion if the babies are going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true, correct? They don't go to heaven, or do they?
Well, the church has not made the church has not formally taught on that topic. So the church does say, as a matter of doctrine, that in order to go to heaven, you must have sanctifying grace in your soul. Now, this leads to the question of what about a child who dies without baptism, whether through abortion or through a miscarriage or an infant who dies before being baptized? What about them? Well, we know that they don't have sanctifying grace in their souls because that's something that is given to the soul in the sacrament of baptism. So it's an open question. What happens to these children? One thing the church says is that these children definitely do not go to hell because they're not guilty of having committed any sin. So they're not punished. That leaves two other possibilities. One would be that God, in a way known only to him, gives them sanctifying grace in a way outside of the sacrament of baptism, and then they can go to heaven. That's certainly possible. Another possibility is that, and this is where the theory of limbo became very popular and common, and that was the idea that they did not have sanctifying grace, but they were in a place of perfect natural happiness, far better, far, far better than anything that we experience in this life, but not supernatural happiness, not the beatific vision. In fact, the theory held that the souls in limbo would not even realize that they weren't in heaven. So that's another possibility. But since the church hasn't definitively taught one way or the other on this, it's still an open question. Therefore, people are free to hope and even perhaps assume that God grants the graces necessary for these children to go to heaven. It's left to the believer to say, well, I think maybe limbo is the way we go with that one. So Pope Benedict XVI, for my money, I think gave the clearest answer on this when he said, while he was Pope, that he prefers to emphasize and to trust in the mercy of God, who loves these children even more than we do, and to assume and hope that he gives them sanctifying grace and that they do go to heaven. I find that very satisfying. And as a father of a child who died in miscarriage, all the more so. But because the church hasn't said definitively, we can't say they definitely go to heaven. We can't say they definitely don't go to heaven. We have to trust in God and his mercy. And I think we're going to be very happy when we get to heaven and discover what God's plan is for these children. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I guess bottom line, it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter. Of course, we would want those poor children to go to heaven. But that doesn't make it right that whoever is having an abortion is still committing a sin. That doesn't.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, people seem to forget that. I just feel it's so frustrated that they make it seem like it's my, as a woman, you know, my body, my right. No, it's not my body, and I don't have a right to that body. To make decisions for that body in that sense, you know, to take its life.
Interestingly, some of the very same people who shout and scream about my body, my choice, they say exactly the opposite if you don't want to get a vaccination. Then it's not your body and it's not your choice. You have to do, you know what I'm saying? It's an odd imbalance between the two. But you're right about that.
Yeah. Very quickly, if I could.
We don't have time, I'm afraid. We're out of time.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. But how about this? You have a standing invitation to call me back. How about that?
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you, Margarita. If only we had more time, but being Pledge Drive, the segments are a little bit shorter, and the music is going to start here in just a second. So it wouldn't be right to try to take a question and then not be able to answer it. So let's see. In a matter of moments, I'll be joined again by my colleague, Mary Graham. We're going to be talking about, now that we're just about at the end of the second hour of the third day of Pledge Drive, what is our path to victory to get to our need of $2.7 million and bring hope to people and give hope to people and get some hope from all of you who are supporting us? How are we going to do that? Well, Mary's going to share with us what we need to do. I'll give you a sneak peek. Call us at 877-291-0123 and make your pledge, and we'll be right back.
Today is the third day of our pledge drive. We need to raise $2.7 million by the end of this week. We have not hit that 50% mark, so we need to make that happen. We have a great gift for you if you can make a special gift of $1 a day. And to show our appreciation, we will send you a medal. I want to note it's just a single medal. It's got St. Peter on one side and St. Paul on the other side. It's St. Peter's and St. Peter and Paul medal, and it's traveled in many, many places around Rome and some great sites, including it's been to the relic of the Table of the Last Supper. It's been to the Tomb and Chains of St. Paul. It's been to the Tomb of St. Peter. It's been to St. Peter's Basilica, and there's so many more places it has been. The list is too long to read all at one time. That is yours when you make a simple gift of $1 a day at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
Do you know somebody in your life, someone you care about, who might need a spiritual boost, somebody who's kind of dragging, maybe because of COVID? This would be a beautiful gift to give somebody. So if you say, I'd like to get the medal for myself, but I know somebody who could use it even more than I can. So make that call on behalf of that person, 877-291-0123. You can get the medal simply by pledging at $1 a day or more. And then just imagine that person's smile when you present him or her with this beautiful medal, and you can have it blessed by a priest. And just imagine how happy that will make somebody. So maybe you can do it for that person.
That's right. Make the call now and make the gift on their behalf at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Also at the website, which is relevantradio.com, or by using the Relevant Radio app. And in addition, when you make the gift of $1 a day, you will get the medal. It's a single medal with St. Peter on one side and St. Paul on the other. You'll also get the book, Because of Our Fathers. You know, kind of a neat story. I actually just got a text from my young sister who started listening to Relevant Radio over the summer, and my dad had passed away, and she said that the last time she was leaving the lake cabin where they lived, that she had nothing was coming in on the radio, so she flipped to the AM dial and there was Relevant Radio. And she credits my dad to you know, turning her on to Relevant Radio. So kind of a neat story. And that's the type of stories we love to hear about. If you've got a great story like that, let us know. How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? You know, what kind of great dad story can you share with us? Tell us all about it at relevantradio.com, or when you fill out your form at the app, or when you call 877-291-0123.
I've got a quick great dad story. And I actually tell this in my chapter of that book, Mary, Because of Our Fathers. I would have been at the time about 8 years old, and it was at nighttime, and we were already in bed, and some neighbor down the street, probably drunk, he was trying to get into our house. He was pounding on the front door. My dad gets up, he opens the door, and this, you know, it's like midnight, and this guy is like out of his mind, and I need to come in, I need to see your family. And of course, there was no way that my dad was going to let this guy in the house. And the guy was probably 4 or 5 inches taller than my dad and a bigger guy than my dad. But my dad basically fought him off, and he drove him away from the house just by sheer brute force, and he protected his family. And I was awake because it, you know, it woke us up, and I was like standing there wide-eyed, what's going on here? But I remember thinking, my dad can beat up your dad. And my dad did beat up your dad because he forced him away from our house. And I was like, whoa, my dad, you know, he's going to defend his family. That was a major deal for me.
You know, I want that to be your next book. That's my request. All about your family growing up. I'd love to hear more about just your story.
Relevant Radio. Well, that story is in the book.
And I'm sure there's many, many more that aren't there yet. So if you'd like to get that book and read all of the great stories from Patrick Madrid and Father Rocky and Matt Burke and Abby Johnson about how their dads impacted their lives, make that simple gift of $1 a day. We'll send you that book along with the medal of the St. Peter's and Paul medal. It's got St. Peter on one side and St. Paul on the other. And it's been to many fabulous places throughout Rome. It's all yours for $1 a day when you make your gift of $1 a day at relevantradio.com, when you use the Relevant Radio app, or if you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Give now and give hope to your local community with Relevant Radio.